Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean, Will, is, and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it.
Good morning, you sweet little senorita with your fucking yellow dress on and the golden shell buttons.
Thank you.
I've noticed we got a lot of good comments in the last video about the pins. So the pins
did
are out.
I didn't see them. I didn't see those comments.
We literally, just before we start recording, I was like, what about all the comments about your legs? I'm like, not only the Queensland Bandit, everyone got on Lulu's legs. She goes, yeah, rocking another dress with the pins out.
Yeah, I was pretty chuffed with that. I was like, oh. And then someone goes, has Lou lost weight? And then this Georgia, she always comments. Fucking funny.
Her comments. So Georgia.
Good. So funny.
Please know that we see your comments. Please know
she's
they're
so
always
witty.
Top tier.
Yeah, she commented. She goes, since age 8, yes, she definitely has.
Yeah, her comments are top tier stuff.
Well, Jack, yesterday,
yeah,
I had a big shoot and then I got...
Oh, Dull, sorry. I haven't even asked you.
How was it?
Yeah.
It was good. We just had to go around. It was like a day on a plate for...
Run me through it.
Well, it was for a brand and I had to go...
An airline.
I had to go to...
They talk a rich. Talk a rich.
Oh.
Talk a rich airlines.
Okay.
You'll get that.
Yeah.
Bedwetters, when her... That it's actually released.
Yeah. It's very clever of you, Judge.
Talker Rich Airlines. Sorry, sweetheart, please continue.
And we just went to 4 different restaurants. It was like a day on my plate. Like what I eat kind of thing, because you can now pay with this app.
Gotcha. What do you have on a plate daily?
Well, I was out and about dining. So yeah. I mixed it up, Jack.
Like, well, run me through it.
Well, there was some fries and a burger. And
so did you have to eat everything?
Well, there was a fuckload of food.
I was going to say,
so
4 restaurants.
I just had to pick at everything.
Okay.
But there was a beautiful Indian dish, which was probably my favourite.
Butter chicken, huh?
Mm-mm.
Nice. Hey, I've never had
gourmet,
it. Really
isn't
spicy.
Yeah.
It was called butter chicken.
Yes.
And they had something called naan.
Yes.
Naan bread with it.
And there was a man there called Rogan Josh working.
Oh, right.
He served.
Not to be confused with Rogan Joe. Another podcaster, I believe.
Correct.
Which, can I just say,
oh,
unfairly sits in the comedy charts.
Agree. His podcast isn't comedy. It's like
it's more
self-help,
yeah.
Educational.
Well, it's very broad. I wouldn't call Joe Rogan. I'd say it's certainly he is a comedian.
There's elements of comedy. Should we call Spotify and ask about that?
Yeah, let's knock
let's
him
find
off.
A
we
number.
We want to knock him off the perch.
Willipedia, let's find a Spotify number.
Yeah, and I'll get in contact with him right away.
Thanks, mate.
So
cheers,
but
buddy.
Jack, what I was going for is after I finished my shoot, I got home, I felt a bit sick, I was having one of those days, and I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take myself for a hot girl lap, no phone, no headphones. Just straight head noise.
Perfect.
Just straight bangers in my head for 50 minutes.
Perfect.
Yeah. So I start walking around. I'm going around Rose Bay. You know, it's actually very nice. You know, you're taking in the scenes. You're seeing the people. You're not just looking at your phone. You're not listening to your music. There's a lot going on up here. There's a lot of things going on.
You know, ironically enough, a lot going on whilst not a lot going on.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I sat down and even watched the waves for a good 5 minutes.
Everything okay at home, buddy?
Everything's fine.
Okay, all right. I'm just checking.
But two wonderful things happened. So, as I'm walking back, and I've got no evidence of this, because obviously I've got no phone, no AirPods, only my house keys. Checked I had those about 45 times, because when you live on your own, there's no one you can knock on the front door, and I don't have a phone. I don't know where the closest payphone is either, Jack. Back to my story. I start speed walking. I start power walking towards me. What? Is coming.
Sorry?
Sorry.
A guy.
Nope.
You.
The corgi. The baby. The one I ran up to last time with my phone. So I get a bit of pace.
Oh, you speed walk.
I speed walk. I start speed walking and I think, fuck all the bedwetters. Fuck you and fuck Willie for saying that I didn't speak to the owner. So.
I'm so sorry, bedwetters. Jesus Christ. Senoritas on a fucking rampage.
If anyone had been standing across the road and seen me, I would have looked mad. Can you imagine me speed walking? I'm going like this. I've got this full grin and I'm going.
Yeah.
Waddling towards him. And I go, hi, I came up to you one time when I was running. And I was like, he's so cute. What's his name? His name is Butter.
Butter.
Butter the baby corgi, and he's the cutest thing you've ever seen. And he was jumping around, he was jumping all over me. And then I obviously say I had a corgi called Toby, but Toby's dead. And then we were playing around with Butter.
Such an awful thing to say to someone that Butter you don't know on the street.
That actually is quite wrong, isn't
it's
it?
It's confronting. I had one called
that.
Toby. Toby's dead.
Yeah.
Now, he's not a listener to the podcast, zero context. It's an aggressive. The bird came up and just
I didn't think
started
of that.
Squealing about my dog. And then. And I had a one, but it's dead now. I wouldn't know what to say.
Just a stark reminder that your dog too will die.
Yes, correct. Yeah. They all die much, much quicker than us usually.
I didn't think of that part. He didn't seem to mind. And then I was playing around with Butter for a fair amount.
Well, isn't that fun?
I know. And then something else happened, Jack and Willie.
Oh, for fuck.
I was walking along and a boy runs past me. And goes, hey, Stinky Lou. And I, middle of Rose Bay. And I go.
That's healthy stuff.
I go, oh, fuck off.
Did ya?
Yeah, and then. Wait,
great response.
The best part was is he was running and he went to like put his hand out to, and you know how awkward I am. He like went to smack my hand.
Oh, no.
A handshake. And I went like this. I went like. You and kind of did it. This, like, claw to go out and then, like, pulled my hand back in. And so, like, he'd already run past. So it was, like, this awkward interaction.
Oh, buddy.
And can I just say.
We are white.
That is true. You know. That is the second time this week that I've had people yell out Stinky Lou. I was in Bondi on a hot girl lap and at night time with my friend Daisy. These two tradies yell out of their van and go, oi, Stinky Lou! And Daisy, who doesn't listen to the podcast, was like, did the. And I was like, oh, and I literally, again, I go, fuck off.
Good.
Yeah.
Love that response.
Yeah.
Fuck off is ripper. Because I just go, like, anytime I get called a chinless dog in the street, which happens, judge your chinless dog, fucking chinless cunt. I always go, hey, and give him a shucker or something. I should start retaliating.
That's what else I need to tell you. Have I got the shucker from you? Because it has become inappropriate, judge.
Louisa. No offense to you, you've taken on a lot from me.
Oh, the big dog, champion.
Even that, I did that last episode.
Oh, so now I can't fucking do anything without it suddenly being jacked. You know, I saw this TikTok.
Gaslight your co-host.
Yeah,
for fun.
I saw this TikTok and it was like when you meet the friend who's like, yay, we got the same thing, rather than the one who's like, you copied me. You're that jealous, nasty girl.
You think I'm jealous? Lulu, when would you have ever said, fuck the cotton? before knowing me.
But I don't. When I say that, I agree. But when I say that, I go, oh, I've been spending too much time with this chinless cunt. I don't want to say that.
You son of
I'm so sorry.
You son of a gun.
Let me jump back to what were we talking
Please.
About when people yelling out chinless to you.
Fuck. Okay.
Really?
Let's go through this. Hold on.
Because there was we were on something.
It was about, Jarch, you're going to be better at coming back to them instead of just throwing up a shucker.
Yes, shuckers.
Oh, okay. So
thanks, Wikipedia.
A girl came up to me and was like, hey, can you do a shout out for like someone on video? I was at the beach. She was like, can you do a shout out? And I was like, yeah, you know, thanks for being a bedwetter or whatever. And then at the end I go, shucker. And then I was like, ugh.
I think that, does TDD shucker?
Maybe, because you don't go like that.
Oh, fucking oath,
but,
I do.
But you don't go shucker with two in the air.
I probably never throw up the double shucks. Be a rare double shucker situation. But I, every photo, if fucking every at wedding photos, mate, I'm standing there like this. I don't know what to do. I'm so fucking weird with photos.
Yeah.
And so I just, it makes me feel more comfortable to shucker. You know what I mean?
You can pull it off. I can't. And then when we were at that shoot yesterday, we were crossing the road and a girl was like, oh my God, my brother loves the podcast. We're, got him on FaceTime and I was like, hey, nice to meet you from Canada. Shucker.
Oh, cool.
But again, with the fucking shucker. It's like a, it's like it comes up and I'm like, ugh.
Correct. It's hard to stop. Mate, but just, hey.
But I say shucker, which makes it 45,000 times worse.
Yeah, don't know. Yeah, it's rare you should shucker. Be saying shucker. Yeah, don't say shucker. But succumb to the shucker.
Mm-mm.
Succumb to it.
The shuck ain't me.
It's so, it is you. It is
I'm
you.
More of a shuck and oyster kind of girl.
You do. You really are.
I love me an oyster.
Yeah, or you love shuck and cock.
Jack Edward Archdale, that is fucked. No. Beat that, Willie.
No, I don't see
it. You boys, no. This is turning into a boys club. Hi, boys. Hi, boys.
You're like a mum with two.
Yeah.
Like, you boys are just, you've been playing up.
It's just disgusting. It's, and look at you two giggling away.
Hey, I didn't say anything.
Go to your ropes.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Lily. That was too far.
Which is a couple of mover and shuckers.
Yeah, now we're cooking. Now we're cooking with gas.
Well, I've just
had... Hey, shuck it up and get on with it.
Shuck your mouth.
Yeah.
I've just had a very embarrassing week. I've got one more embarrassing thing that I've done. Was driving along the other day, first time back in Alfonso since I've been at my appointment in Melbourne. And I was driving along and I was going, oh, my double chin doesn't look as big as normal. So I was in the, is it called the rear vision mirror, the one up the
rear
top?
Rear mirror, yeah.
Yeah, so I was going like this, pulling back my double chin, having a look.
Yeah, a natural movement for you.
Drives past someone that I used to date, like dead looks at me going.
Imagine if you were checking a tooth at the same time you're going like this. Who was the guy? Down in Melbourne?
Nah, I was back here.
Oh, back in Sydney.
Lives
okay,
in Bondi.
You don't need to say.
You know the one.
Piercer.
Yeah.
And
so
you know
I'm like, oh, my double chin doesn't look as bad. Hey, I'm sure from his angle it looked fucking terrible.
That is embarrassing, dude.
Wait, what's going to happen today?
This podcast, we're an embarrassment to the world of podcasting. Mm-hmm. So every time we get behind these mics, it's an embarrassment.
Agree.
If you just steer clear of maths today, you should be fine.
Yeah, yes. Well, let's not do any maths.
I don't know how many basketballs you've had today, but I've had 0.7 times that.
Yeah.
I feel like you should put the fedora on. It's giving fedora moment. Go on.
Foment.
It's right behind you. It's in reach. There's a bird in the roof.
It's a gecko.
What? Oh, that was smooth. Jarch just did like a little like flick it right. Oh, now it's kind of like sitting half on his eye.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love.
Where the hell were the Wheaties?
Oh, okay.
Where are the Wheaties
I've just thought of a brilliant idea. Next Tuesday.
You in the world of Wokwaft?
Next Tuesday, 11 a.m.
Louisa.
Shut up, Jarch.
I want to. Sorry,
Tuesday,
I'm just owning the fedora.
11 a.m. Jarch is wearing that to the hip hop class. Oh, yes. You are fedora-ing it up.
That probably feels right.
And maybe a vest.
And let's find him a vest, Willie. Write that down and some pinstripe. Get him some like big, like oversized parachute pants.
Well, she said to me, it's not his job to go and buy clothes for me for the thing.
Well, Well, you just get it on Amazon and it arrives the next day. Hey, they should sponsor us again because, fuck, I've been using it a lot.
Oh, buddy.
Can I take... Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
This is rock bottom.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yep.
I Amazoned 2 bags of Zupa Dupas.
Go to the fucking shop.
Well, you can't get sugar-free ones at the IGA. Fuck. You can't get them at the IGA. You can't get them at the Woolies. You can't get them at the Coles. And I thought,
I'm sure you could.
Hey, would you for 2 bags and $3.99 delivery just not get them to your door by 9 p.m.? Because I know who would. The big shucker del ding ding ding. Ding ding. Anyway, back to my list.
That is, if you're Amazoning, fucking Zupa Dupas, buddy.
If you could go through my list of things I get from Amazon, I got a hairbrush the other day. I got a hairbrush delivered, Jack.
Iris, you know, Lou.
There's something wrong with me.
I want to hate you. I want to hate it.
Yeah.
I can do neither. It almost garners a level of respect from me.
Yeah.
Because you just
aren't. Zero fucks.
You're just, what? I'm going to fucking Amazon a hairbrush.
Do you want me to go through a few things I've ordered?
I'd love it.
Because I can't show you because I got a few tricks for the potty. So. Hey. They wouldn't be surprise tricks for Trinket Tuesday. Josh, you don't read the WhatsApp, so you wouldn't know what Trinket Tuesday is, but you'll find out on Tuesday.
No, I know what Trinket Tuesday is.
Oh, yeah.
Trinkets and Treats Tuesday.
Trinkets and Treats Tuesdays.
Yeah,
and I read that.
Or Tuesday's Trinkets and Treats.
I read it.
You're on Trinkets and Treats this Tuesday. So I bought the fedoras last Tuesday. You've got to bring something in.
Tuesday. Isn't it funny how we don't even say the T? Just Tuesday.
Oh, I did get something. I could tell you guys, but should I wait till it arrives? It's for the set.
Wait till it arrives.
I bought an eye mask. I bought the Zupa Dupas. I bought some random lip gloss that apparently has hyaluronic acid in it, which is meant to be really good for you.
Oh, fuck. How much hyaluronic acid? Like percentage-wise?
I bought a mullet wig.
Yeah, Meg, yep.
I bought a book. I bought a camera.
Now,
I bought another book.
Hey,
I bought a cord.
Can I just ask you?
I bought a screen protector.
Hold on, can I ask
I bought Monopoly Deal.
Louisa.
I bought another book.
Louisa.
I bought a fuck off mat.
Uh-huh. How much does the Hungry Caterpillar cost on Amazon?
You can't tell me if that's your trinket and trinket.
No, you said you bought a book. Just thinking about like level of rating, age level rating.
It's very good.
Thank you.
It's not a clap to cup, really. That's a well done, Jack.
Thank you.
That was a very good one.
Thank you.
My friend.
Thank you.
I feel like dancing or listening to music.
Fuck off.
Don't you?
No. Hey,
play
cool buttons.
There's seashells on the seesaw.
Okay. All right. Someone's coming full of beans.
Well, I've had my cough. I barely had any sleep. Mommy,
you know, I'm going to pull you up.
I saw Puku.
I'm pulling you up. What happened?
I don't, well.
10 days.
No. It's that time. We don't need to go into it.
Let's put it this way. If you were to watch any sort of a drama tonight on utilising Hubble or on any streaming platform, mm-hmm. it'd be a period drama. So,
I thought you were going to say you might cry or like there'd be tears or something, but no, that, yes.
Does that make sense?
I was planning on reading Richard VIII period Shakespeare tonight.
Richard VIII. Now, if you could just remind all of us, mm-hmm. all the bedwetters, senoritas.
Richard VIII is the one with 12 wives. And they had 12 bedrooms and he went between them in the realm, in his headquarters.
Yep.
And he would have feasts most evening.
If he had 12 wives, they'd literally live up to the name headquarters. Getting that gluck like 9,000.
Oh, no.
That
Jack.
Sloppy toppy Richard VIII.
Or you can eat buffet.
No, boys.
But keep in mind, Richard VIII didn't exist.
Yes, he did.
You're thinking of Henry VIII, kid. Didn't have 12
wives
either.
His nickname was Richard.
Was it? Well, because of that dick.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
It was, yes. Richard was his long lost brother.
Well, he wasn't lost, was he? Because he said he was in the castle
from realm. What's that other one? Midnight Summer's Dream. It's another Shakespeare.
Isn't it a Midsummer's Dream? Not a midnight.
Sorry, a slip of the tongue from me. A Freudian slip of the tongue.
What's a Freudian slip?
It's often when you're driving and there's a big hill and there's been some rocks that have fallen down. They often call that a Freudian slip.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you for clarifying.
It's so fine.
Mate, you're full of, not only are you full of beans this morning, you're full of knowledge.
Thank you.
And if, you know, this is why.
Thank you.
We shouldn't probably even be in the comedy section of podcasts. We should be in the educational section.
Should we put that forward?
I think Willipedia, if you could also touch base with them on that. Get Rogan out of the comedy one. Mm. Get us.
What, so Willie's not allowed to buy pinstripe pants for your hip-hop class, but he's allowed to go to Spotify and ask them things?
Or he has to email them.
I feel like there's nothing wrong with going on Amazon and finding some pinstripe pants for Jachi.
Look, you can do that. I'll take no fucking part in this.
I'm happy to go on Amazon, Willie. You know I love that place.
I'll go to Amazon. I'll go to Vinny's. I'll go anywhere you guys need me to go.
Oh, look, isn't that... Give him a clap. Come sit here and I'll give you a hug.
You've been very touchy this week. Come on, Willie. Get in here. Nope. I'm okay. I'm happy. You've been very touchy-feely this
week.
I'm
going to be jealous. My legs don't look as good. You get in here, pal.
Kiss him on the cheek. No, don't pretend to kiss. Kiss him on the cheek. You fucking whore. Wrong. You whore. I'm telling TDD.
He'll see this.
Oh, he will.
Isn't it weird that I used to hate affection? Come on, Jarch, get in here for
a hug. Nah, we did a last one.
Well, there's nothing wrong with two hugs a week. I say that keeps the doctor away.
Come on, Jarch, I had to.
Come on, get in here. I had to. Get in here.
But I'm fully erect. That'll keep her off me. That'll get her off
and
me.
And get over here.
Yeah, well, quickly. Now, Louisa.
Yes?
I want to raise something that fucks me off.
Is it something I've done? Because I'm not
at all.
Oh, good.
I think, in fact...
Me? Is it something I've done?
Yeah, Jesus
I'm not
Christ.
Mood?
You're okay.
You've got to stop. Hang on. Sorry, Queensland Bander. I'm just adjusting myself. Cut this bit, Willie.
No. Zoom up, Willie. Give the Queensland Bander his fucking... He's
I hope it wasn't
bi-weekly
just,
meal.
Hope it, oh, no, Jack, I hope it wasn't just that dress.
What?
I think the dress was a nice angle for the pins.
You're fine.
No, I know
the
I'm
The legs
fine.
Look good, mate. Shut the fuck up.
Jack.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, you're too kind.
Fucking hell, I'm surprised you don't run charters of the mountain, you fucking fish.
Oh, that is fair.
Thank you. Now, I got a gripe. And my gripe is with news articles.
Clickbait.
Not that.
They could have a charter with the amount they clickbait.
There we go. She's done it again. Can I please read to you an article?
Well, can you read?
This is going to be a struggle. Yeah. So I'm going to pretend to read. This is what fucks me off. They never get to the point. So they'll give you a headline. Mm. It will take 30 fucking years before you even...
Yep.
Let me just read you how ridiculous this is.
I'm ready.
Australian real estate boss fires assistant for extreme lunch break act. In inverted commas, my heart stopped. So that's the headline.
Oh,
right?
I want to know.
Have a go at this. You'll get progressively more fucked off as we go. The article. An Australian real estate boss who fired one of his employees for committing an extreme lunch break act has split opinion after defending his actions online. Just repeated the headline. A real estate boss who sacked his assistant after her heart stopped during a lunch break has defended his actions after the story sparked backlash. What are you talking
Same
about?
Same thing again.
Still don't know what
Different
we're talking
wording.
About. They're saying heart stop, but what the fuck is that? Troy Holmes, principal of Holmes Real Estate in Sydney's West, caused a stir last week by sharing his worst employee story online. Still hasn't told us. The agent took a TikTok to reveal he had sacked his newly hired assistant in 2014 over an extreme incident.
Tell us the incident.
Still hasn't told us. According to Mr. Holmes, who wanted to provide an alternative to online boss hunting, Things started well when he hired a personal assistant while working for the large reality firm. The 22-year-old assistant interviewed really well and said all the right things, impressing him and others in the company. What the fuck has happened?
I need to know.
She was emphatically hired, but according to Mr. Holmes, after a couple of weeks, she seemed to disappear for a few hours at a time and things were a little bit off. I wasn't getting any real reasons on what she was doing, he told followers. I was struggling to hold her accountable because she wasn't clear as to where she was delivering as far as her KPIs go. Still hasn't told us. The assistant job involved letterbox dropping and door knocking aimed at getting more business for Holmes and the firm. Sherlock Holmes. That's spelled the same way. Sorry for mispronouncing that. The final straw came one hectic afternoon when the assistant failed to return from an hour-long lunch break. Mr. Holmes called inquiring where she was. Her response was that she'd fallen over the footpath and her heart stopped. Right? Mr. Holmes rushed to where she was, where according to him, he was told, I tried to get back to work, I started to run and my heart stopped and then I fell over. So
what the fuck what did she said. Do?
So she has, so this is the thing, they've given us little, like a nudge at the start, being like, a real estate boss who sacked his assistant after her heart stopped during a lunch break, be like, but that doesn't make any sense. What do you mean her heart stopped?
So she'd be dead. So what did she do?
So she apparently had said that she was walking, her heart stopped, she fell over. And he
sacked her for that.
But then he was like, when he tried to get her medical assistance,
She was lying.
She was like, no, I don't need any medical assistance. Well, your heart stopped. You know what I mean?
That is the stupidest article I've ever heard.
Because even when they say it at the start, it's like, assistant heart stopped. You're thinking it means like, when the expression, oh, my heart just bloody stopped. You don't even think about that when reading
the
article.
I'm very angry. Who wrote that?
Well, I don't want to name and shame.
Which news agency?
News agency.
Which convenience store?
News.com.au.
They're usually reputable.
I disagree. I go on news a lot and they seem to do the same thing with a lot of articles where it's
Daily
just like,
Mail seems to
I can't
be
get to the fucking point. Like, tell me what actually fucking happened. But I guess they need to flesh out the article.
You know what annoys
me? You know what I mean? I don't need all the background about his hiring and how she was good in the fucking interview and shit.
Is it all measured on clicks or time spent on page?
I think it's also both. So that the ads are seen. You know how they've got all those ads in between? It's like, watch this on Binge now. Buy this and you'll get here.
Do you know what?
Because Willie's bald.
I've gone pretty hard
Josh
on.
Didn't hear that one.
I've gone pretty hard on this guy, but then again, in the second paragraph, it does say a real estate boss who sacked his assistant after her heart stopped during a lunch break has defended his actions.
You might be the idiot.
So he kind of did say it.
Can we cut that whole thing, Willie?
No, I need to live. I need to be a man and own what I've just done.
So you've done, Jarch, is you've skim read. But I'll actually defend you because a lot of articles do that. Or it'll be so clickbaity. It'll be like, mum of four doesn't wash children for 7 years. And it's like, well, no, she just used a different shower.
Yeah. Or they just swim in the river every day or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, a lot of that. But I feel like I have half kooked that.
It's okay. I kook a lot of things. My whole life is kooked. I love the Kooks. Oh, Naive's a good song.
But this is the thing. I suppose they put the heart stopped in inverted commas.
But the heart stopped is like, in my head, my brain went to, he's like, oh, and my heart stopped what she was doing. That's what they've tried to done. They've tried to gaslight us by saying that.
Where's the dumbest cunts? No, he hasn't.
No, Jack.
To this guy's credit.
They're trying to gaslight us by saying my heart stopped, like, as in the Mr. Holmes has been like, Holmes. My heart stopped at what she's done. But what she'd done is her heart had stopped. Why did
No, it does say here, a real estate boss who sacked his assistant after her heart stopped, in inverted commas, during a lunch break. Nah, he's done well, the kid. He said it in the second paragraph.
You think you're wrong?
I'd argue I'm
backing you up. I think you're right.
To be fair,
take the win, kid.
That's giving zero fucking information about what actually happened. So when there was like, she was going for a walk and she said that her heart's, that's the crux of it. Then it takes about fucking 40 minutes for us to actually figure out what actually happened.
I would say that the whole article's not even worthy of being an article.
I think it went viral, and you know how they get TikTok videos that go viral because it's like, am I in the right? You know what I mean? Anyway, cut all that, Will.
That article could have been written in a sentence.
Yes.
Literally.
Yes. Mm. You know what? Maybe I haven't chosen the greatest example of that. I think it's still a warranted example, but that is the gripe.
No, I back you in. I think there's a lot of clickbait lately.
Thanks, it's like when you were doing an assignment at school, an essay, and you had to try and flesh it out. To
I just fudge it.
All that is, that is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it, yeah,
remember,
dude.
You'd have to cite things. So you'd be like, from like Professor Nijsenjogen.
Nijsenjogen,
from 19th century philosophy.
Now, when was the 19th century? Which set of years?
The 19th.
Is it? You think that? What was the last century, buddy? Remember?
We're in the 21st century.
Correct. So what was the last one?
The 20th.
Yeah.
So the one before that.
So what were the numbers in the 20th?
It would be the 19th century.
So the
19th. So that would be the 18th. Three before.
Sorry?
Huh? What did you say?
0.7 times. Can I tell you times 44.
Reminded me. TDD and I were driving the other day. And you know how like.
Oh, we suck.
It'll have like up the top how they change.
Fucking hell. We're fucking idiots.
You know how they change the lanes, Jack? And it'll have like an arrow for what, because you know how like peak traffic?
Perfect.
And they'll usually have three lanes going one way and two going the other, depending on the traffic. Mm. So there was like a thing up the top in Melbourne and it had like cross, 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 and then arrow for the other way coming. Am I making sense?
Yep.
Good. I was just seeing your brain tick over and I was wondering if mine
would. So to be honest, I will be honest there for a second. I stopped listening. I started thinking about something completely different. So please go.
I said to him, I said, oh, that would be annoying for whoever has to change that. You know how you got to change it, cross and so the three lanes can change for peak traffic, morning and night.
Yes.
And he was kind of like, what? And I was like, you know, like it doesn't look like it's electronic. And I was like, only one of them's electronic. The rest are all stationary. So there was cross, 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 and then one in the middle that was electronic that would change for which way of the road was three lanes and one was two. Am I making sense?
Yes.
So I thought that like a human would have to like crawl up onto this thing, change it each day. And he was like, are you fucked? And I was like, oh, because there's only one electronic one means that you just change it between, because it was in the middle. So you could change the three to the two, three to, you know.
Oh, fuck.
And he was like, I know when he thinks I'm being a fucking idiot because he goes, Louisa. And he never says my full name.
That is healthy stuff.
Yeah.
He would be saying Louisa a lot.
Doesn't. I'm not as stupid as you think.
I am.
That's great.
Simple fact of the matter is.
It's great for you to admit.
I am.
I know. You've said. Well, I can't say you've seen me in business meetings because I did a pterodactyl, but you've seen me be serious.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm good at it.
Well,
I'm really good at it.
Well,
some would say.
Well, you say a lot without saying a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So you'll be talking, sure, you'll have a serious look on your face, serious tone, but you could be going like this, yeah, lollipops and, you know, twins are basically conscientious objectors to graphite and polarizing candlelight. Sonoma and Gillaroos are obviously out there in the bypass.
With that expression, you could say anything to me.
And now will you buy my product?
Yep.
There you go.
What was the product? I don't even know. Correct. I've bought it on Amazon. Correct. It's arriving at 9 p.m. tonight.
They were anal beads.
Sponsor us again.
They were anal beads. Fell into that trap again, didn't you? Okay. It's be the third set of anal beads I've made you buy this week. you're just adorning things in your house with anal. They actually look really great, wrapped around a vase.
I come to the podcast on Tuesday with a new necklace. You guys are like, is that? Yeah.
Oh, Lou stinks a bit more than usual. Oh, did you use the used, Louisa, use the non-used anal beads.
That's not funny.
Stinky Lou.
No.
Stinky Lou, she stinks up all
I
the
prefer
land.
It to the tune of Spider Pig.
But I it's not, I made, I did the song.
Can you make one about stew to Spider Pig?
Stew. Stew.
Because I'll only allow stew. If you see me in the streets and you say stew, I'll say yes. If you say Stinky Lou, I'll come and say fuck off again.
That's what they're going to want, buddy.
No.
It's like when you told Will and I not to scare you this morning. It hadn't even crossed our mind. And then we're like, should we?
But when I told that boy who was
universe
when I told that boy who was running, I said, fuck off or whatever, he surely would have been like, whoa, aggressive bitch.
No, he would have been like, fuck yeah, cool.
Well, maybe I'll just start uppercutting everyone who yells stinky.
That's not
reverse psychology. You got to tell him you want it.
Fuck, I love Stinky Lou.
You do love it.
I love it.
It's your favourite.
It's like the coolest nickname ever.
Mate, you just get out there stinking. And
I might get a personalised number plate of Stinky Lou.
That feels right.
No.
And then get like something on your exhaust where you're driving, it goes.
Well, like I should get a Tesla because you can make the Tesla fart.
Oh, you can. Yeah, just get a Tesla. Just get a Tesla so you can play a fart sound in it. That would actually be the greatest.
Why'd you get rid of your T-Cross? Oh, I needed the Tesla. It has a fart sound.
Yeah, it's got this fart sound thing.
I had to get rid of it. Yeah.
Don't. Okay, that's not a flattering face. Buddy.
Lucky we're an audio platform.
Goes on YouTube too, kid.
Cut that, Willie. Would you like to play Skategories with me? Feels like it's a good day for me. Feels like it's a really good day for me.
It does feel like it's a good day for you. Yeah,
I think I got a win in my pocket.
I think you got a win in your pocket. Is that a win in your pocket? You're just happy to see me.
No, it's a win.
Yeah.
I don't have anything that would make my pocket bigger. Apart from packets of gold. Because I'm a leprechaun.
Gold, correct. You are a little leprechaun.
I am a little leprechaun. If you were to describe me as some type of mystical beast, it would be a little leprechaun, wouldn't it? Don't say I'm like a fucking giant, like, hauger beast.
Oh, well, there's no such thing as a hauger beast.
Well, there is in the movies that I watch. I was thinking more of,
have you seen that Harry Potter movie with that troll? A big cunt? Gets the thing stuck, the wand stuck up his nose?
Yep.
Similar. And, by all accounts, similar stench. Because that fucker stunk.
Trolls don't stink.
No, it did. I remember he really stunk. Remember that he had the stench of a troll and it really fucked up the kids.
You know that pigs are very clean? So you'd think that they wouldn't be because they roll around in a trough?
Yeah.
They're one of the cleanest animals. Yes, like you could eat dinner off a pig.
Yeah. I was.
You could literally put your 3-course meal on a pig's back and eat it.
Or you could just eat it. Eat the pig.
Well, you'd need that to be cooked.
The other day we were having fucking. Where were we? Oh, we're at fucking lunch for Steph's mum's birthday. So shout out to Chrissy, happy birthday. And this delicious pork dish comes out. And Steph's going, oh, this is so good. I go, yeah, how good is it eating like super intelligent animals? She goes, excuse me. I go, they're so smart. She goes, what do you mean? I said, pigs are really smart. And she goes, you're a cunt. I go, no, they are. And she couldn't eat it. Guess what? Double the pork on my fork.
That's very cruel. I did that once, but on accident. A friend of mine was like very, ethical with food? Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Yeah. And anyway, I was like, how do you know the eggs are free range? And she was like, oh. And then asked, are they free range? And they weren't. And so pushed her meal away.
Really?
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, sorry. I won't be eating those because I don't like yolk.
And that's no yolk.
It's no
yolk. You know, you jog around.
You just.
Talking to yak on the phone, me. You know, oh no, that doesn't make sense. I'm doing J words.
You're an idiot.
Oh no, yeah, it was work because I was saying joke. Yeah, look, that shit doesn't really bother me too much, to be honest. I know that's a very controversial opinion to have these days, but I grew up on a farm and that's fucking life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So do you have lots of chickens making your eggs?
We did, but we fucked them off.
Why?
Oh, they were just getting drilled by foxes and shit. A bit admin. But I think mum probably.
Fantastic, Mr. Fox. You know, they like go and sneak out and steal all the farmer's stuff. That's your family. Because the eggs to be stolen by the foxes. It's a children's book, sorry.
Shall we place categories?
Yep.
Let's place categories.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I like that.
L today.
And we're doing what L. list?
List number 12.
Okay. You don't.
I just wrote L for what the letter is to make sure that I remembered.
I'm going to do that too.
Yeah, you fucking idiot.
Oh, my days.
And 3, 2, 1.
Shit. Go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands down.
Wow.
Shit, that was hard and not very creative from me.
Wow. Okay. So we got kid.
How you feeling? Feeling good about it?
I feel very good about it.
Mine wasn't as creative as I thought I was going to be today.
Well, let's get into it.
Yeah, let's see.
Things you don't want in the house.
Llamas. Shit
everywhere. I suppose that'd be outside. Lice.
Correct.
Did you have lice as a kid?
Never had it.
I did.
We know.
It's nits.
Yep, nits.
We had a comb that you'd brush through my hair.
And was it the tea tree oil treatment?
Yep.
Yeah, I never had them.
Maybe it was a city thing.
No. It was fucking everywhere.
Oh, maybe you didn't have enough hair.
They were literally talking about lice on Hello
Willie,
Sport
Willie, you
yesterday.
Got lice now?
Were they?
Yeah, I got heaps of lice.
They were talking about yesterday on Hello Sport.
Yeah.
Wow, we all You're have telling the same lies. Brain.
On to the next one.
Okay.
Colours.
Lime.
Lilac.
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 Is lilac a colour or
lilac my ass.
Okay. Don't think lilac's a colour.
Lilac is... Are you fucked?
Yeah.
It's the colour of my fucking phone case.
Lilac. That's lilac.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, lilac.
I thought it was a material, but it is. It's a colour.
Yes, yeah.
It's a colour.
I think I'm getting a few confused with lacquer.
That's probably what we're thinking.
That's what you put on the vinyl if you were making floors. Lacquer.
It's a luck of the draw. All right.
Things you learned as a kid.
Languages.
Lefty Lucy. You know that thing where you screw...
Oh, yeah. Lefty Lucy writing.
Oh, Lefty Lucy writing. Yeah. That is very creative.
You know the only reason... I didn't even know that as a kid. I was made a TikTok the other day of me tightening up my table and someone was going... Because I was going... I couldn't work out if I was tightening it or loosening it and people were commenting saying, Lefty Lucy righty tighty.
Except for gas tanks. They're the opposite.
Like a barbecue?
Yeah.
Like a Weber? Like something you'd cook...
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Something you'd cook three sausages on.
Yeah, it's fucking... It confuses me.
Something you'd cook three sausages on. A barbecue? Oh,
for fuck's sake, here we go.
Seen at a concert?
Lights.
Loungewear. Someone might decide to wear something casual to the concert.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Fuck me, dear.
Sometimes I like to be comfortable at my concerts.
Yeah, do you?
That's fair. Yeah. People you admire?
Larry David.
Louisa.
You fucking narcissist. You fucking narcissist.
I thought you were going to take that one.
Oh, dear. Of course.
On a menu.
Do you know what's weird? I was like, I wonder which one of these ones she's going to put herself in.
Of
course, it was people you fucking admire. Imagine admiring yourself.
Well, I don't.
Yes,
it's just
you
for
do.
The game of the...
Self-love.
Yeah, it's just for the name of the game.
I had a bit of self-love this morning.
Now tell us what you did.
Aggressively masturbated.
For God's sake.
What? What? Louisa.
It's like herding cows. And you two are the cows. And
the term is herding cats.
I am the farmer.
I actually didn't, by the way.
Hold on one second. There's an issue with your HDMI.
Oh, well, Willie, now that we're off mic, you are a piece of shit. Tell him, Judge.
Can't believe this shit, mate. We sit here to fucking do this and you got to fucking do... Are we back?
Yeah, we'll be back.
Will, that's classic you, mate.
Oh, you're such a good
mate, that's so you, bro.
Oh, enough.
God. Sorry, sir.
On a menu.
Lettuce.
Lemon crepes.
Jack, we've been through this. What? That would be crepes.
Lemon crepes.
No, because every time I write Nutella crepes and the words in, you go, no, because that's fucking
meh. No, you use the word the. You'd be like,
no, the, lemon the crepes, linguine. Crepes is the thing. Lemon is the flavour.
Type it in.
You're fascinating.
It comes up with crepes with lemon and sugar.
Wrong. It's wrong, Willie. Back me.
Yeah, I've got to take it away from you, pal.
Take it away from me.
Take it away from you. I'll get lettuce because that's on everything.
Found at the beach.
Loss.
Lollipops. Lots of kids have lollipops at the beach.
You find at the beach.
Disagree. I think you'd find lollipops in the sand.
That's such bullshit.
You would find them in the sand. I eat lollipops in the sand. Sometimes I would never litter.
Don't eat lollipops, Lou. Don't lie for the sake of the game.
No, I'm actually not even fucking with you. You know how much I eat lollipops.
No, I don't.
I'd
go as far to say, Louisa, I've never seen you with a fucking lollipop in your mouth.
Do you want to call? I'll call someone.
Let's make a call.
I swear to God, I always get lollipops.
I've never seen you with a lollipop.
Do you want to call 10-day date and say, what do I always put at the fucking checkout?
Yeah. No, let's rephrase the question. Let's say, call him and say, mate, 10-day dates. Hey, it's Lou. When I'm down there in Melbourne with you, what's in my mouth the most? And see what he says. We'll just rephrase it.
Let's not call him. you're a good
kid. It's healthy stuff. You can have it, you fuckhead.
Hi, yeah.
Comes in pairs or sets?
Comes in pairs. Someone who loves fruit
Rick
a
Ross.
Lot.
Lemurs. They could be twins.
They don't come in pairs or sets.
Well, if they're twins,
they don't come in pairs or sets.
Well, if they're twins, they're pairs.
Lamps.
Oh, that's very good.
Lemurs.
I've been lemur.
I suppose you could, but it
just depends how vague you're allowed to go with the answer.
Yeah, I think that's correct.
I don't think you get that one, buddy.
Yeah, okay.
Because it has to be a pair. Well, yeah, fuck it, have it, fuck it. You can win today.
Things at a birthday party.
Laughter.
Logs. You might have a wood fire cutting birthday
I'm
party.
I'm sick to fucking death of you, but you can have it.
Because you could be at the farm.
Yeah.
Birthday party, you know, cut up the logs for the fire. Yeah, and we're making s'mores. Oh, well, would you look at that? Logs at a birthday party.
It also might be a big line for the toilet because somebody's in there dropping some.
Exactly. Correct.
Nicknames.
Lazza.
Lulu.
Yep.
You've used yourself twice.
There's no rules against
that. Yes, there is. You can't have the same answer twice, you idiot.
But Louisa and Lulu are two separate names.
It's the same thing. You've used yourself twice.
That is not fair. Lulu could be anyone. Lulu the ballerina, that cartoon.
You're a coward, huh. Lou. You're a coward.
In a freezer.
Lamb.
I just wrote L.
Look, we've been pretty good here.
That's a step too far.
That's okay, guys. I'll put a cross on that one.
Oh, thanks, mate. Geez, she's fucking good. Yeah.
Things that need to be cleaned.
Lamborghinis.
That's good. Lead.
Lead or lid?
Like LED, like lead. You know, you the lead in your gun.
Or LEAD. That's how it's spelled.
Bet. No one said Scattergories was about spelling.
Sorry, buddy.
True.
You're not giving me that. But you clean them.
Lead.
Or you might just clean your pencils.
Oh, fuck off, cunt. Where have you ever cleaned a fucking pencil?
Often when I'm doing my colouring in, I spray and wipe them.
So you're cleaning the wood?
No, I'm cleaning the lid. Is that a win?
No, I'll take that from you.
Well, how many did you get?
11.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I got one wrong. It was lemon crepe.
Well, then I've got to have lead.
Do you?
No, you're lying.
How am I? You say this every fucking time, like you expect a different fucking outcome of the shit. Every time okay, you tell fine. Me I'm cheating and lying.
You can win, but take those.
Not a chance, kid.
Take him.
Loser takes. Loser takes it. And guess what? You are the loser.
You could have. Oh.
Sorry, Lulu.
Edward.
Sorry, Lulu.
Lucky that went on my elbow, well, my that part.
Elbow.
If that had gone on my dress, you'd be paying for my dry cleaning.
Is that an expensive dress? It looks expensive.
Well, it actually wasn't too bad.
What are we talking?
About 300.
Pretty good.
Comes in blue as well. I might get it in blue.
It's a fresh dress.
Yeah, it's a nice shape. Yellow's the colour of the seas.
just fuck me swinging, mate. Hey, do you want to play some red light, green light?
How long have we been going for? Jesus Christ.
Cunt me dead.
Jingle jungle bajangles in your mother's tamale garden.
Oh, my days. Well, what do we do here, Tom?
Jump on the bloody hotline.
You want to do some hotlines?
Yes. Let's do a prank call today.
Yeah, that feels right.
All right, you ready, kids?
Just talking about
me. We are just... No, we are the worst.
Hi, Mummy and Daddy. Hey. Your Mummy and Daddy, by the way.
Thank you for clarifying.
Just jumping on the hotline to say, had a shit day, and I've just gone for a hot girl lap. Thanks to you, Lily, giving me the inspo. But I just want to say, I popped your podcast on, and it's instantly... heighten my mood. Aww, so yeah, just keep doing what you're doing because it does make a difference in a lot of people's lives, especially mine. Alright, keep pissing. Bye.
Keep pissing, sister.
That's so sweet. I love hearing that because it's like if you went back to 30 minutes ago, you'd probably think, why is anyone listening to this?
100%.
Like today's been a lot.
100%. Glad we could do that. Sometimes a little hot girl lap, mate. Just clear that you, I mean, well, you did it without.
I'm not kidding you. I'm going to make that a three times a week thing. A 45-minute walk, no headphones, no phone.
So you're going for a walk?
Well, I've got no technology.
Dude, this actually reminds me of...
No, Jack, a lot of people can't do that.
Yeah, a lot of people are cowards. I
liked it. I'm doing it more.
There was this chick, like Gen Z, fucking thought that she, you know... A lot of times they think they're inventing shit when they don't realise it's been around for millennia. And there was this bird that was like, I can't remember the name, but she thought she'd coined the term. It was like an organic walk or some fucking shit she'd called it. And she's like, guys, I've just discovered the greatest thing. No headphones, leave your phone at home, just walk. All you do is go for a walk in nature. And then all these cunts are like, yeah, that's called going for a walk. Sister.
Been around since the 60s, 70s.
It's been around since we became bipedal.
No, I know, but I mean like...
It's people have been... Since we became bipedal,
no, yes, Lou? I'm aware. I just mean like...
We would walk and hunt our prey over great distances.
Wonder what they thought about then.
Eating, probably food.
Eating.
Yeah, well, I thought about that a lot last night on my walk.
So we haven't evolved that much. Oh. if there's proof in the pudding that we haven't evolved, just listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your call. We love hearing
that. Hey, lads, love the podcast. I was just listening to the latest one where you mentioned Matt and Bash by that nickname, and I've heard of a couple of more that I thought you might enjoy. There was like one fella who was caught buying like four pairs of trousers, and he was called Spider Forevermore. And then there's another lad, he's like 80, on a Sparky site, and they call him Jurassic Spark. And then there's another fella, he emigrated to Australia, didn't last 2 weeks, and was called Boomerang because he came straight home. Hope you have a nice day.
Love them,
I
mate.
Love Jurassic Spark.
Jurassic Spark, Boomerang's good too.
We should call you Jurassic Spark. You old fuck. You are the oldest of the lot.
Correct. But you guys might catch me. You never know. So this
what
could
do you mean?
You could catch me up. So
I can't catch you in
you
age.
Never know, dude. That's the thing about life, man.
Well, you reckon I can just jump 4 years?
Yeah. Well, to be honest, since doing this podcast, you look like you've jumped six. So you just never know, buddy. Even though those pins are sorted, those crow's feet. Kid, don't cry.
Wouldn't mess with me today.
You've actually been so sprightly, I think I can.
True. but you never know, it could go in waves.
Yeah, it's very true. Hey, thank you for that. Those are rippers. Love Boomerang.
Hi, ladies. It's just Tilly here. Just at work today. This one's for you, actually, Judge. Just at work, and I saw a bloke who looked exactly like you. And I was like, holy fuck, mate, what are you doing here? And you didn't answer me because it was a rat in a rat trap. But, yeah, wrecked. Lou, love you so much. Keep singing. Love it. I don't care what anyone says. Fuck the haters. Love the singing. All right, keep pissing.
That is so good. That is phenomenal.
You're a gun.
Oh, I love you.
You are a gun.
That's a great wrecking. You just got wrecked, kid.
Oh, wrecked. Oh, that's fucking...
She's a very clever senorita, isn't she?
That's a ripper senorita. Aren't you? That was fucking great. Yeah, he didn't say anything back because he's a rat in a rat trap. Oh, you're a fucking gun, kid. You're a good kid.
All right, next one.
I love that one.
Hello, senorita.
Hi, senorita.
I'm just listening to episode...
Oh, no.
114, and Jarch is talking about when you get super excited for an event, you can't do anything for the whole day. Yeah, yeah. Mood. Get the same thing. It's called ADHD paralysis. And you literally, because you're so focused on what's about to happen and what's about to come up, you just totally forget to do anything for the rest of the day. It's good. Good planning time. But apart from that, it's not very productive. But I hope you learn from this. Anyway, love yours. Bye.
Well, how do you fix that?
Look at your leg shaking.
Yeah.
And look at your hand. You're fucked.
Hey.
You need to see a doctor.
No, I don't.
You need to check yourself before you wreck yourself.
I've lived this life. Well, you know, okay. So how the fuck do you fix that? For example, I got a wedding this Friday. Today I've got a wedding.
It's good. You're very good.
Thank you, kid. And?
What time's the wedding start?
3 p.m.
Oh,
I'm fucked for that day.
Plenty of time.
But that's what I mean. It's so, it's plenty of time. It's plenty of time.
Oh, sure. I'll go to the Rojo with you.
That's what I need to do. Like, I need to.
Where's the wedding?
Sydney, mate.
You want to go to the Rojo?
Louisa, I'd love that.
I'll have a rosé with you, and then I'll have some of your chicken things and double dip again.
Nice. I'd actually like that.
Yeah, let's do that. That feels right.
I need to have something set in place. Otherwise, I literally would just walk around doing fuck all day, just thinking about wanting to do something, but like, oh, I can't do that.
Maybe give yourself some things to do in that
Why
day.
Don't
set,
you
like, preset things to get done in
also,
the morning.
But even
agree,
when I go to the gym or something,
don't
I'm just
set
like,
your alarm too early. Like, wake up at like 8 even. Fuck around for a bit. Go box. Go get brunch on your own. Come home. By that time, it'll be 12. Get changed.
You can start drinking then.
Yeah. Meet you at the Rojo at 1.
I'd love that.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
See you there.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Done.
You and me haven't been to the Rojo for a while.
I know. It's been a hot man.
Has been a hen. Thanks, mate.
Next one.
Meow.
Hey, fuckwits. And Lou. I just listened to your most recent episode, and Jarchi's talking about the GoPro strapped to your legs, Lou. Name of pride.
Oh. Yuck. That is despicable.
Name of price.
The Price is Right. That TV show. Yeah.
Oh, that is a rip snorter.
That's absolutely sick.
Hey, well, a lot of sick people out in the world, Lou, including Lou and me.
Yeah, so we're one of them.
See what I did there? We're one of them.
We are one.
Two. We are many, and for all the lands on earth we come, We share our dreams and sing in one voice. I am, you are, we are Australians. You don't know that song?
Yeah, I was singing it with you.
Yeah, you were very well.
What is the national anthem?
Fuck you.
Oh, hi, Bedfordders. My name is Tori. I live in Adelaide, and I'd just like to thank you, Josh, you fuckhead. You told everyone our secret on your Fedorable episode. Adelaide is underrated. And thanks for letting everyone know. We like to keep it that way. We're humble down here. So thanks so much for that. Seriously, you guys should come down, message me. I'll give you an itinerary. Thanks. Bye.
I would love to. So my theory stands. It's correct. They don't want people knowing how grouse it is down there.
And now look what you've done. You're very naughty, aren't you?
Open the floodgates to some bedwetters, haven't I?
You're very naughty.
Well, if you're down in Adelaide and you're in a hotel, I'd get some spare sheets, wouldn't you?
Get us down to your hotel, wouldn't you?
Well, if bedwetters start going to Adelaide, there'd be a lot of piss down there.
You need some plastic sheets, don't you?
They'll be sinking piss, then pissing sheets. That's what we like to do. We sink piss and piss sheets. All right? Go to Adelaide, sink a bit of piss, then piss a couple of sheets. All right.
You've got great teeth.
Do I?
Very straight.
Oh, I'll tell you why. I got braces at 25.
That will do it. I want to get aligners.
I actually need some too.
I want to get the ones that sit in, even if you just wear them at nighttime. I don't want to wear the ones that I got to go out for dinner and take them out, but like the nighttime ones, so it's a slow build.
A slilled, yeah.
I'd like to do that. We should look into that.
Let's look into
aligners. That feels right. Right.
Yeah.
Should we do one that just came in recently?
Yes. Yeah, of course. So Willipedia, you sweet angel.
Sweet little boy.
With a hefty hog. Oh, dear.
Judge. You're fucking hilarious. Lou.
Oh, no.
Shut the fuck up.
No.
Okay, bye. Okay.
That was it. That was pathetic.
That was quite short.
It was absolutely pathetic.
Give him a piece of your mind, darling.
Call him back.
Great call.
I'm just going to be me.
Yeah.
So you want to say it to my face?
And he'll say, well, technically we're not.
Well, I'm going to say, you want to say it to my face, you big boisterous boy?
Yep, okay. Let's get better at the insults.
You big C-U-N-T?
You can say it, come on.
What?
You can say it, buddy. It's all right.
No, I'm not saying it. I would never say that.
That's very true, actually.
I would only say see you next Tuesday.
That's correct.
That's correct.
We ready to call this guy?
Call, yep. This one's all you, Lulu.
Four. Isn't available right now. Please leave a detailed message after the tone. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press one for more options.
Hey, fuckhead. It's Louisa Claire Dalden here and Jack Edward Archdale. We just got your voice memo and you seem to be very cheery to say hello to Jack and then you told me to shut the fuck up. Well, fuck, I'm in your ears now. This is your sleep paralysis demon forever.
Give him your best sleep paralysis demon.
I am going to haunt you forever.
But yeah, don't be calling the fucking hotline anymore and telling me to shut the fuck up.
Nice.
Because I'll tell you to shut the fuck up.
And what is he?
Piece of crap.
Oh, she got you. She got you, mate. Sorry, fuck.
Yeah, I hope you have a terrible, day.
Love you, buddy.
Actually, I hope your day's like semi-average.
I hope you have a ripper.
Your coffee order is wrong, and that's probably the worst that happens to
you. Mate, I hope you have a fucker. I hope you win the lotto. All right. Love you, mate.
Ciao.
Hooroo. What's up, fuckhead? Great way to start.
Thanks so much.
Started with some fire.
I felt it in my belly.
Yeah, you did.
In my puku.
Well.
It's tummy.
Not your belly and your puku.
Well, let's they're the leave, same thing.
Let's leave that
they
out
of it. They're the same
let's thing. Leave that part
hey, of you out of it. They're the same thing.
Love you, bedwetters.
I was going to copy what you were going to say next, but you waited for me to speak. Love you, bedwetters.
Hope you have a tremendous day. I really love that you all listen to this podcast. It makes me so stick this cock out like there's no tomorrow.
Ciao.
All right, hooray. We'll talk to you.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.